shoving, Junior?"
Suvrin asked.
"Using equipment we have on hand?"
"Yes. And it would have to get done today. I want the majority of these people back on the road south at first light tomorrow."
"That means using brute force. Right now, some of us would have to get on the other side of the fissure and lift the top of the throne through so people and animals on this side could get the leverage to pull it on up using ropes."
Swan said,
"You try to stand it up the way it is there, the bottom end will just slide off the edge. Then it's a grand ride off to the entrails of the earth."
"How come you'd want to do that?"
One Eye demanded again. I ignored him again. I concentrated on the argument spreading outward from Suvrin and Swan. I let it run for several minutes. Then I announced, "Suvrin seems to be the only one here with a positive view, so he's in charge. Suvrin, draft anybody you want. Help yourself to any resources you need. Sit Shvetya back up for me. You hear that, Steadfast Guardian? Gentlemen, if you have any ideas, feel free to share them with Mr. Suvrin." Suvrin said,
"I can't. I don't. I shouldn't. I guess the first thing we'd better do is get a solid idea of how much weight we're dealing with. And we'll have to rig up some way to get across the gap. Mr. Swan, you handle that. Young Mr. Tobo, I understand you're skilled at mathematics. Suppose you help me calculate how much mass we're dealing with here."
Tobo grinned and headed for the throne, not at all intimidated by the demon. "One adjustment," I said. "I need Swan with me. He's been here before. Runmust, you and Iqbal figure out how to get across. Willow, come with me." Out of earshot of the others, Swan asked,
"What's going on?"
I didn't want to remind anybody that the company got this far once before. Somebody might recall a grudge against the man who made it impossible for our predecessors to go any farther.
"Oh, thanks, I guess."
He glanced at the clot of Nuang Bo. Mother Goda continued to nurture her grudge. She had a son somewhere down under this stone. "I may just have a strange perspective. I do believe all of us should accept responsibility for our actions, but I'm not sure we ever understand why we do some things. Do you know why you cut Soulcatcher loose? I'd bet you've spent the odd minute here and there trying to figure that out."
"You'd win. Except it'd be more like the odd year here and there. And I still can't explain it. She did something to me somehow, just with her eyes, all the way across the plain. Probably manipulating my feelings about her sister. When the time came, it seemed like the right thing to do. I never had a doubt until it was all over and we were on the run."
"And she kept her word." He understood.
"She gave me everything her eyes promised. Everything I could never have from the sister I really wanted. Whatever her failings, Soulcatcher keeps her word."
"Sometimes we get what we want and find out that it wasn't what we needed."
"No shit. Story of my life, Sleepy."
"Around 50 people came onto the plane. 2 of you got away. 13 died on the road trying. The rest are still out here somewhere. And you helped put them where they